Assalamu alaikum, everyone. So I guess everyone heard the speeches. Everyone knows what this is about. So I wrote a poem in response to what's occurring, you know. So I'll just begin. I begin with the name of God, whose beloved prophet was badly insulted by shameless people with no sense of humanity. Sick to my stomach I feel when I remember I was born here in a country so-called the land of the free. Countless rights which this country claims to have given me. I ask myself, how could this ever be? Because clearly, corruption is all I see. I stand up here without fear, fighting for something which to my heart is so dear. When insulting the religion of Islam and the prophet of Islam, the evil people who made the film and his supporters try to justify their excuse by saying it's freedom of speech and freedom of expression. All these shameless people do is follow a path of digression. It's like it's their obsession to harass others and put them through severe depression. And so we are here today at this procession, making sure everyone has our attention so we can use our voices and lead to progression. Time to end all these debates and discussions. The ones that are to blame will now, with our voices, feel the repercussion. Freedom of speech and freedom of expression doesn't mean to disrespect. Insulting the religion of Islam and my prophet is not a right that I will protect. My heart has now filled with rage as I cry words out on this page. Staying quiet after all this disrespect is not something these shameless people should expect. The shameless people who made such a disgusting film will now see the effect. The people of this country have been brainwashed by the media and remain in neglect. That everything which was depicted and said in the movie are words and pictures full of lies, truly all that we object. Being anti-Islamic never licensed these shameless people to create a movie full of such insanity. I sit here thinking to myself, where in the world is the humanity? These shameless people are full of lies and have no respect, as they have strayed from the path of morality. We stand here in solidarity. We don't need any sympathy or hospitality. We just need the world to notice the hidden reality. These evil people have failed to realize the relationship that we have with our beloved prophet. The injustice towards our prophet was like an arrow which in our hearts so painfully hit. Therefore, we will not remain silent and just sit. These evil people I can no longer trust, as my heart has filled with anger and disgust. Many may come up with excuses and continue to debate, but this is a crime that we will never accept or tolerate. These words are words that I don't need to justify. I will stand up firm and fight against every lie, even if the struggle for justice continues to intensify. Since I was given this so-called freedom of speech and freedom of expression, so allow me to testify, but I will do it with respect, because Islam teaches us through patience, peace, and respect. So keep in mind, anything against my religion and my prophet, I will not accept. I don't care if you don't remember me or my name, nor do I want from you any fame. My words were only said to condemn and explain. We condemn the movie made against the prophet. We condemn the murder of peaceful protesters. And these are words from our heart that we want to convey and will continue to proclaim. And a message to all the followers of Islam, remember, there is a proper way of voicing our anger. Violence is not the answer. We were taught better ways to detest, and using violence to infest is not something we were taught to do. This is a challenge for us, it's our test. So we take on this challenge with the only weapons we were taught to use, which is patience and our voices, the two weapons which always bring success, no matter how much power the enemy may possess. So allow me to say, if I may, that we have won. We have successfully and peacefully fought against all that was done. Game over. Salawat.